Only deliberate propaganda can lie so significantly by hiding the truth that the common citizen doesn't know the cost of being wrong in a world filled with extreme experimentation. Only a corruption so extreme in the courtroom that life has no true legal recourse, establishing that democracy itself has been destroyed by the court, a reality proving they are in open rebellion to the law and to life by the judiciary and those who pull their strings. That is anarchy and betrayal. They are apparent. The reality of all extreme experimentation is coupled directly to the bankruptcy of this nation. Lies and liars are used to hide the fact. With counterfeiting, we, the university diploma, did take everything we want to play God. Their promise in extreme experimentation is we won't die. We risked the world before. It's still here. So we can play God and there are no consequences to what we do. But that lie is propagated from experts who suggest nothing bad can truly go wrong. But theory remains they don't know. Propaganda means we ain't going to tell you, the people, anything real, because we are believers. We, the media, do worship the university, too. It's a cult. But wrong means once ignition occurs, sunfire cannot be extinguished. It does burn atomic bonds, and it will dig into the planet to get that fuel. The energy release proves it. Sunfire is not fusion, which is now a proven lie. The National Ignition Facility defeated themselves with experiment after experiment, which failed. Even so, they refuse to acknowledge that fact, because it means they lose their job, power, money, and pride. Scientists say all the sun heat comes from combining two hydrogen atoms into a helium atom. They call that theory fusion, which does absolutely mean as a result of that process, then there must be an entire universe full of helium. Lots of suns. 1 + 1 = 2, does it not? No helium, no fusion. They lied and they know it, which does make them true terrorists, or more deliberately, Satan. Because even a terrorist doesn't try to destroy the entire world, these people do. The helium does not exist. It is a known fact known from the beginning. They can't be that stupid. They are delusional. Or they intend to kill us all deliberately. Sunfire is the burning of atomic bonds. That is proven by the energy released. A fire that burns the bonds of atoms means everything here is fuel. The difference between an explosion and a fire is the amount of time taken to release the energy. Therefrom, life on Earth, even the solar system itself, is being led into hell by media, university, courts, leaders, and more, who refuse what can go wrong. These people, leaders, media, etc., let the few university diplomas they worship gamble with everything life is or will be. They have counterfeited our money for their university toys, greed, and these purposes. They lie to hide that fact. They mutilate our nature. They refuse to intervene in any known process that is threatening our survival on this planet, such as is climate change. They are throwing away our future in worship of university knows, a cult. This reality of gambling our entire world is beyond insane, which leaves only satanic. A cult which follows university knows everything is in absolute denial of both truth and reality itself. Is that you? The consequences of ignition, same fire as on the sun, are real. Look at the sun. From 91 million miles away in the summer, it burns your skin. You want that here? On the planet? You do understand an out-of-control fire. You do understand unlimited fuel, the planet itself, for a 10-million-degree fire becomes the sun. This Earth dies only once, and there is no going back or doing it over. This is a one-time ignition choice. Just like nature being forced into chaos is a one-time choice with no going back. Everything will be lost. As is the water, oxygen, food, environment, and everything else life is or needs on this planet. All of it is threatened with extinction by extreme experimentation today. Not far away, it is right now. That threat is real. Proving you will fight for our lives, or you choose to let it die. The entire planet.